A lot of us enjoy Christmas. And December is a year that a lot of people are excited. Kids love Christmas. And I do. If I should ask all of us, what is so exciting about Christmas? We'll have different answers. Christmas is not about gifts. There is more to it. It's about Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ, and what Jesus means to us. In a little while, we are going to look in Scripture to see they did the same thing. This morning, we'll be looking at the title, Misplaced Identity. We'll be doing the old school. There's nothing on the screen. So you will have to look at me and listen and write for those of you who want to write. Because screen and putting is just a recent thing. When I was coming up, we didn't have those. So you pay close attention. And unfortunately, I don't speak like you. So you have to pay more attention to what I'll say. Misplaced identity. The identity of Jesus Christ is not limited to the ministry of Jesus Christ on earth. I'll repeat it. The identity of Jesus Christ is not limited to the ministry, to the things that Jesus did on earth. If I should ask you just now, who is Jesus? We will have different answers. And the answers we'll have will be based on what he's done for you. And most of the answers will not be the true identity of Jesus Christ. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew. Misplaced identity. And we will see that the identity of Jesus Christ is not limited to the ministry of Jesus Christ on earth. Matthew chapter 15. We'll look at from 29. In the previous chapter, or the previous verse, Jesus had healed the woman came to Jesus and said, "Jesus, please save my child. My child is possessed with demons." And Jesus didn't even want to pay close attention. Jesus said, "No, your time has not come yet." And she pushed. Jesus said, "I came for the Jews," but the woman continued to push. And she said, "Jesus, just speak." And Jesus said, "That's a great faith. Go, your child is healed." 29 says, "Jesus went on from there and walked beside the Sea of Galilee. And he went up on the mountain and sat down there. And a great crowd came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and they put to at his feet, and he healed them." Let's pause here. Many crowd. The identity of Jesus is not limited to the miracles that he performed. That is not the identity of Jesus. Not to the miracles he performed. Don't come to church. Don't do what you do because of the miracles. Someone said the miracles is the icing on the cake. I don't like icing anyway. But you get my point. That is why earlier on I said, if I should ask you, who is Jesus? Someone would have said that he's the healer. I believe in miracles. I sure do. That is why I pray. That is why when someone is sick, that is why we pray for a miracle. But he's more. And I know you have testimonies and you have stories like that where you prayed and God healed someone. We know stories when the doctors had said that this one will not make it, and they made it because the church was praying. That is not all. That is not all. The identity of Jesus is not limited to all his miracles. Let's continue to read. Someone's sleeping on me now. Verse 31 said, so that the crowd wondered when they saw the multitude speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then verse 31, the identity of Jesus is not limited to his provisions. So you don't say, Jesus is a provider and that is all it is. No. In verse 32 to 39, says, then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the crowd because for 3 days they've been with me without food. Now, I'm not reading, so you can look at me now. So I don't want to send them away. So they'll pass. When I was reading this, I was asking myself, really? Think about it. This is the man who just healed lots and lots and lots of people. A woman comes to him and said, there are demons in my child. Jesus did not even go there. He just spoke. And the healing took place. If someone is hungry, can't he just say, peace be unto you? And the person will go home until the person.
cares. He does. He cares about what we want and what we need. But don't limit him to that. That is not his identity. So he tells the disciples. Then the disciples said, it's not possible. We only have 7 loaves of bread and small fish.
It looks like these disciples were not walking with Jesus all this while. And that is what we do. When there is an issue, we forget who Jesus is. We forgot that yesterday he performed a miracle. He took care of the problem. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jesus said, bring me the bread and bring me the fish. And he blessed it. And he gave it to the disciples. And then they gave it to them. The account says there were 4,000. No, not 4,000 people. Men. Do you know, in every gathering, this is my observation, the women are more than the men. Especially when there are miracles and there are signs and wonders and there's someone performing something. The women, they are, please don't take me, this is my own word, forgive me if someone is offended, but they are a little inquisitive. They want to see what is happening. They want to verify what is happening so they will be able to tell the story well. Please forgive me if I've offended you. It is not in the Bible. That is my personal observation. And then, plus children. So 4,000, let's say the women were double. Excuse me. That is not nice. Let me tell you a story.
When I became born again, at the age of 12, I believed in prayer and fasting. So I decided to fast and pray to see the hand of God in my life. So they gave me breakfast, and it was like chocolate. I had my milk and everything in with my bread. I don't know if it was toasted or with eggs, fried eggs. And I got my breakfast. I didn't want anyone to know I was fasting. So I went into my room and I had a drawer. So I pulled the drawer to put it in. And my drawer was the kind of drawer that you have to force it to open. You know where I'm going to? So I forcefully opened the drawer and opened it and put my cup of chocolate. drink, put it in, put the bread in, and close it. So that when it's 12 o'clock, because the first time was 12, that's how I was going. When it's 12 o'clock, I'll open it. And then, 11:30, I just wanted to check if everything was okay. And I was pulling the drawer, and I forgot that I needed to force open. And I forced the drawer open, and you can guess, the chocolate milk was all over the drawer and the bread. And I got angry at God. Because
I'm a child of yours, and I'm praying and I'm fasting, and I'm expecting a miracle, and you do this to me. Sometimes we question God that way. The fact that you are a child of God
and God doesn't provide your needs doesn't give you the right to question his identity. Does it?
Does it? So God provided their needs, the identity of Jesus. He's not a miracle worker. The identity of Jesus is not a provider. So what is the identity of Jesus? Matthew 16, 13. Let's go to chapter 16. From 13. The Sadducees and the Pharisees, they had nothing good to talk about Jesus. So I have nothing to talk about them this morning either. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Those are good titles. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, that I don't have time for them this morning, they said Jesus was possessed. They had nothing good to talk about Jesus. But the people that benefited from the miracles and the food, at least they had something good to say about Jesus. But having something good to say about Jesus, the truth is only one. So when Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do people say I am? What is my identity?" Because Jesus knew that his identity had been misplaced. The fact that he's performing miracles doesn't limit his identity. The fact that he's providing them with food, there's more to that. So you would think Jesus would be satisfied. John the Baptist, he came preaching repentance and the kingdom of God. Jesus, what did he come to preach? Repentance and the kingdom of God. John the Baptist had followers. Jesus had followers. Elijah, great prophet, he raised someone from the dead. Jesus did. He prayed on oil and flour and fed the widow for days. Jesus did. He had followers. He preached the word. Jesus did the same thing.
Jonah, the weeping prophet, heart was broken for the sins of the people. Jesus did the same thing.
So everything that Jesus did, they've heard before. They've seen it. So they thought that was Jesus. Incarnation. They believed that Jesus was living through them. Oh, some of you don't believe that. It's real. Others believe it. I come from a culture and a country that they believe it. They do. When my mom passed away,
the culture is so different that you have the elders. And when we say elders, they are really like the men that are in their 80s, 70s, 90s. They will sit down together with you, the children. And I was the firstborn male of my mom. So I had a sister, but the men spoke culturally. So I was a spokesperson. And they wanted to do certain things that I strongly disagreed. Because my mom told me how she wanted her funeral to be. And I was like, I loved my mom, so I was doing exactly what she wanted. And they didn't agree. One woman in the meeting asked permission to speak up. And the elders grudgingly allowed her. And she said something. I believed it until a couple of years ago. She said, if you know comfort, my mom's name was Comfort. If you know comfort and how comfort was, she was a no-nonsense woman. She would tell you as it is. That God she got saved. And that came here a little, not too much though. And then the woman said, and if you know her son, referring to me, I was gentle, like I am, I'm so gentle. I was sweet, and I'm so sweet. Don't ask my children and go ask it there. I'm not, I was nice, and I'm so nice. I was really, in those days, really good. Now I can't say that about me. Don't try it. So she said, if you know comfort and you know a son, you will know that comfort is speaking through a son. I believed it when she said it. Because the things I was saying to the elders, I don't know where I got that courage and that boldness to stand up to them. She concluded this way. She said, if you don't listen to comfort through a son, and something happens, soon as she said that, she sat down. For about 15 minutes, no one said anything. Then the elders called me again and said, what do you want to be done? Everything I said was done. Why?
Because they believed in reincarnation, they believed that my mother was speaking through me. That's the same principle we find here. They believed that Elijah, John the Baptist, and the prophet were living through Jesus. But no, that is not true. How foolish I was. When the Spirit of the Lord had taken over and was speaking through me, she said my mother was speaking through me. No, she's dead and gone. It was the Spirit of God giving me the boldness and the courage to do that which was right. It was not an evil spirit. It was not my mother's spirit. No, I refuse it. It was God working. Then Jesus said, Jesus did not accept that description, that identity. He said, now, what do you think that I am? The ball is in your court this morning. Who is Jesus to you? What is the identity? Have you misplaced the identity of Jesus Christ? John, Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. That is the true identity of Jesus Christ. He is the Messiah, the anointed one, the one who is sent to redeem the world. Did he heal? Yes, he did. Did he provide? Yes, he did. But that is not his true identity. He is God. Let's turn to John 1. John chapter 1.
In the beginning was the Word. Was the Word? Not yet. And the Word was with God. And the Word was who? God. As we know that, who is the Word? Jesus. So, let me read this way. In the beginning was Jesus. And Jesus was with God. He was in the beginning. But all things were made through him. That is the identity of Jesus Christ. He is God. He is the Messiah. He is the anointed one from God to redeem. Is limited to food and drinks and giving without the message of the person of Jesus Christ, we've missed the point. If all we think of is what we are going to get, Jesus will provide. He will heal you. But Jesus is God. Don't misplace his identity. Don't put Jesus in a box. Let's pray. I want you to pray for yourself that during this season, as you've discovered the identity of Jesus, Christmas will be a daily thing, not a yearly thing, not on 25th of December. But Christmas will be a daily thing. The identity of Jesus will be revealed daily through your life and through your lips.
Our Father and our God, we are so grateful. So grateful, O Lord, for what you've done. Father, we come and we ask for you for your forgiveness, that we've always misplaced your identity. That your identity cannot be limited to your ministry alone. That you are the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Let that be evident in our lives as we leave this place. Let us speak of Christ, our Lord and our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.